Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Easter to you. Today's Holy Saturday. I don't need to tell you it was Good Friday yesterday. So what does this have to do with health? Well, it has to do everything with health. And I'm going to just present it to you today, and then you percolate over this for as long as you will. Today's story revolves around the cave. As we well know, today, Holy Saturday, thousands of years ago, Christ was in a cave. And when a number of people went to that cave the next day, he was not there. He had ascended. And he was seen. And that resurrection, which we celebrate tomorrow, and the fact that he was in a cave the day before, the fact that some say, some heavy types in theology say that he may have been birthed in a cave, is of extreme interest to you and health. Because you constantly hear me refer to the telluric current. Well, we know through measurement, now this is hard to dispute, can't be disputed really, that the caves transmit the telluric currents, the magnetic fields of the earth, with greater intensity. They're hot spots for the earth's natural magnetic field. Of course, the telluric current are generated by an interface between the sunspots. When sunspots emit radiation and send it to the ionosphere, it meets with the magnetic fields coming out of the earth. Those magnetic fields of the earth being generated by the spinning molten iron center of the earth. So the earth's core spins at 10,000 miles an hour, generates a magnetic field, and that magnetic field intersects with the radiation that comes off the sunspot. That's what produces a telluric current. Caves concentrate the intensity of the telluric current. And if you study deep spiritual experience, from the resurrection to the conversions of many saints. One, in fact, that I grew up with was Ignatius Loyola. Ignatius Loyola was a nobleman. He was actually from a family of Jews, Sephardic Jews, in Spain, who were under great pressure to convert. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order, was a converso. And the conversos were essentially Sephardic Jews that converted to Catholicism. That was Ignatius's family history. And like a good Catholic from Spain in the late 1400s, he volunteered to go into the Middle East in search of, well, whatever they were in search of, making it safe for Christian passage, Catholic passage at the time. This is about 50, 75 years, right, before the Protestant Reformation. So at the time, there was no Christianity in that sense. There was only Catholicism. But Ignatius in the Middle East, fighting as a crusader, was almost mortally wounded and he became not completely crippled, but he lost functional use of one leg. Came back to Spain, leaving Spain a handsome, adventurous nobleman to serve the Catholic order, and returning partly crippled, went into a cave. Lived in a cave for many months. And in that passage of time, in the cave, as this detailed story goes, indisputable, he came out Ignatius Loyola with a vision. There's dozens of examples of this type of thing by interaction between people and caves, including the resurrection of Christ in a cave. Caves are hot spots, as I said, for the telluric currents. And what this has to do with health and creative potential and your own personal resurrection. Because the life of Christ from Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, for he died for your sins. It all has real functional meaning. And that, to me, is the useful, exciting part of it. That to say that he died for your sins is to say that you, in relationship to that statement in your life, you do know what it is to suffer the burden of others. Perhaps you have a loved one that has caused you enormous suffering in all the ways that relationships can cause you suffering. And perhaps you have had to survive that suffering by finding a part of yourself that was capable of forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There it is. And in that forgived state is a second possibility. Because the humility that comes with forgiveness, or I should say, the humility that in a sense defines or that is a derivative of forgiveness, or in reciprocity with the ability to forgive. In deep congress inside something that intensifies the telluric current is a pathway to changing the crystalline structure of your genetic code. So what I'm saying, if you're psycho-spiritually primed through suffering in the presence of concentrated telluric fields, you have the option. You are in a training that offers you the possibility of receiving the concentrated telluric currents, which are and have been regularly measured in caves, to allow the crystalline nature of the DNA to transform. So let's talk about the crystal. To talk about the crystal, we have to talk about the fact that breaking down through spectroscopy, other technologies that will define and characterize the atomic structure of certain compounds, for instance, quartz, granite, human DNA, are repeated atomic structures, such that if you have repetition of molecular arrangements, you may classify the compound, in this case DNA, in this case granite, in this case quartz, in this case what's inside quartz-lined caves, the term crystal. And what we know about crystals is very interesting. When crystals are hit with certain frequencies, the frequencies of a hotspot in a telluric generator, like a cave, a crystalline structure will begin to oscillate at certain levels. Oscillation meaning vibrate. Vibrate to the point where the vibration can produce an electric current. So let's back up on that. In a telluric generator, which is a cave, if you put a piece of DNA in it, DNA being universally understood as a crystal being understood as something which, in the presence of a vibration, like a telluric generator, meaning a cave, the DNA will pick up the vibration and it will begin to bend and flex at certain frequencies. In fact, if you call that particular crystal piezoelectric, and DNA is piezoelectric, or piezoelectric as some like to say, it will generate current. Now, if you can absorb this, if you can embrace it, if you can understand it, you'll start to understand that what we call the genetics of an individual is a very murky understanding when you're dealing with 6 feet of DNA in each cell wrapped into different configurations called nucleosomes, all of which are dancing or vibrating at their given frequencies, which inside a cave, if you add a little bit of conditioning to it, are capable of generating light, electromagnetic fields, which convert to light. Now add all that up. Jesus is brought into the world, possibly in a cave. Let's not get into that one. Is man God in his being? Man to teach us how to follow, the blueprint for life, is crucified for his magnificence. Jealousy, deceit, slander, the burden of telling the truth, is humiliated between two thieves on Good Friday, is known to say, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," which is a conditioning. You see, the agony in the garden a day earlier is a conditioning. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," while he is being tortured. Crucifixions are gruesome. A conditioning once again, and then put into an incubation chamber, a specialized cave, which are known to be generators of the Earth's telluric currents. Caves concentrate those. So the organism was conditioned. Christ was conditioned to receive what could be received in that cave. And then the magic occurred. I don't talk from this standpoint without specific focus on what does this have to do with your health. See, what we're missing here, what we're failing to understand, is that if you condition the DNA crystal in the presence of those fields through conditionings, meaning through trainings, these are called health regimens, what we understand as genetics isn't following biochemical law anymore. What we understand as limitation under the burden of mutation, under the burden of defective inherited genes, is no longer reality. We have before us, so here's the slant, as we celebrate Easter tomorrow, proof that it is at least highly likely that we have been coded to transmute or to evolve or to change or to elevate the frequencies at which our DNA oscillates, because it is a crystal, and that is not in dispute. But once done successfully, DNA is piezoelectric, and it will begin to generate current. And this has a profound effect on one's genetics. Genetics and our understanding of it is being degraded into a form of slavery. You have a disease. The disease is serious. And because now we have the technologies to splice genes, to isolate genes, to understand what genes are activated to produce disease, what genes have been mutated somatically, meaning not your inherited genes, but DNA replication breakdowns. Because we have the technologies to understand the genes involved, we're being given a picture of our options that's very self-limited. It is simply immunogenetics, or it is simply mitigate symptomology with drugs and just wear out your death sentence. You're being told to your symptoms. You're being told to your diseases. You're being told to your terminal diseases. The genes have been clicked on or off in a direction that will produce and sustain disease. And because it's genetic, outside of mitigating symptoms or exploring some immunogenetic or genetic alteration, some genetic therapy, you don't have an option. When the very man we celebrate tomorrow was up to something in that cave, I find that a very compelling perspective. And I didn't come into the world aware of it. I came into an understanding of this by seeing the coalescence of a lot of different demonstrations of what suggests the piezoelectric potential of your gene code. Because we have to ask ourselves, why are there so many Saul to Paul experiences, Ignatius Loyola experiences, the resurrection of Christ experiences linked to caves? When science comes in without any regard whatsoever, science comes in with no regard for this whatsoever, and finds an unbelievably large number of caves lined with quartz, and take measurements from inside caves where what we can already measure, that being the telluric currents and a few others, are much more concentrated in caves. To understanding from Watson and Crick onward that DNA is a crystal, and that crystals have properties. Some of those properties in certain crystals are termed piezoelectric, meaning if you shake the DNA at certain frequencies, it will generate current, electricity. You can't separate the photon from the light wave. So electricity is light. Now we're using words that we ascribe to the resurrection and the ascension. And when you put all that together, and then you walk into Kaiser Permanente, and you go into the room where the sick are ailing, and you understand the degrading deeply limiting versions of their way out of their agony, you got to ask yourself, what's going on? You're walking the plank if you don't understand what I'm saying. You're sitting there with your symptom, your chronic illness, your life-threatening, debilitating illness, and you're trusting that mitigating your symptomology is about all you can do, and that the possibility of altering your own gene code is out of the question. Because the deeply limited model of biochemistry relative to what I just argued for gives you no choice but to succumb. That's what I'm celebrating tomorrow. Human potential. And if there is Christ within me, well, then that's my potential. To exceed oneself. To create more light within myself. But this is a training. And this is what a lot of people, but I'll just say Christian at the moment, because I am Christian. This is what Christians don't really understand. They don't know how to train. And their version of what that means is extremely below the threshold. We don't think that Jesus Christ trained. We just think he appeared. But I think that's a little myopic. Because if Christ was man, yes, God, but man also, from the moment he came into the world, he was training. Because he was slandered. Because there was jealousy. Or was it just one big party and then out of nowhere one day, the crucifixion? Or was that really the way it was? Or was it a bunch of hits along the way? That's a training. I want to extend to you the possibility that his training was far more comprehensive than that. I want to extend to you the possibility there's a lot we don't know about his training, so that he could receive the cross, so that he could take away our sins. I don't like that wording, take away our sins. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. If you're a mother and you have a child that's tried to kill itself, that's been mangled and tortured, if you have a loved one that's rotted away to horrid disease, and you've had to be there for it, you are bearing a burden. And when it, in many instances, is egregious to you, if it's something you didn't deserve, you are taking away one's pain. You're absorbing somebody else's pain. You're saying, give it to me. I'll share it with you. And that's a training. That's how humility grows. It's a conditioning. Let's extend that. Let's extend that to the point where the dynamic of the cave might oscillate one's DNA to create an explosion of light. And that's your way out. Well, that's what I'm going to celebrate tomorrow. That's what I celebrate as a doctor. People who need help, that want to train to get on the other side. Happy Easter. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.